Now, let me ask you just a basic technology question first before we get into, you know, what's ahead on these machines. I went through a body scanner one time, and it took probably 10, 15 seconds for the scan to be completed. And given the lines that are at airports now, can we afford to have something that takes that long?
Sure. Not knowing which one you went through, I can tell you that our machines take about 8 to 10 seconds for the full scan and analysis. And one of the benefits of going through a body imaging type scan is that the false alarm rate is quite low. So that frustrating period of, oh, I forgot to take my keys out of my pocket, now I got to go back through the line, we hold up the line, people are waiting, that goes away. Those types of nuisance alarms is much, much faster. So all told, there's fewer screeners involved, and the lines actually move quicker with these systems.
All right. So what are there different types of technologies? One is like an X-ray, and another is a magnetic imaging or radio waves. I've heard various ideas out there. So what does your scan do?
Well, sure. There are two approved technologies by TSA used for the Advanced Imaging Technology Program at airports. Our system uses backscatter technology, and backscatter is an ultra-low-level X-ray machine that we actually developed primarily for DOD, first for DOD use, for looking for suicide bombers over in war zone. And that provides an image of anything hidden on the body.
Okay, anything hidden on the body, and that would include, you know, that which we saw was sewn into the underwear of the bomber on the Christmas Day bomber.
Yeah, we assume so. We have access to the same public information as everyone else, but we can say that backscanner imaging and the RapScan backscanner imaging system has proven by TSA tests and other government tests the most effective in detecting the most things hidden on the body, and we do believe that threats and weapons hidden as they were on the Christmas Day attack would have been found by our system.
So it sounds like you're saying that this type of machinery could replace the magnetometer altogether.
We certainly believe so, and it's designed to do so. I can say that the TSA requirements, whether they use them that way, I have to defer to TSA, but the TSA requirements do envision removing magnetometers and replacing them with these types of scanning systems.
We're talking with Peter Kant. He's Vice President of Global Government Affairs for Rapiscan Systems. And what about the radiation fear? Should people worry about that at all with any of these machines?
First of all, everyone has a choice. Most of the times when these are deployed, and TSA is the same, passengers are given a choice between going through the scanner or having a physical pat-down search. And previous TSA tests, as well as tests that we've done with regulators in Europe, over 90% of the people have selected going through the scanner. From a radiation safety perspective, you will get more radiation from the first few minutes of your airplane flight than you will from the scan itself. You'd have to go through this machine about 20,000 times to equal one dental X-ray.
And that's a lot of frequent flying.
That is.
That's for the Platinum Club people.
So Mr. Kant, what about price? Obviously, that's going to be one of the real considerations. The cost between a magnetometer and a Rapiscan body scanner, what would the virtual cost be?
Sure. It's a pretty significant difference in that in terms of capital expense. A magnetometer runs, aviation-type magnetometer, runs between $10,000 and $15,000 to purchase. A whole-body imager will run somewhere between $160,000 to $190,000 to purchase. However, it does reduce the number of screeners that you need and operators that you need to run the system. So over time, you save, already in the first year, you save an operating cost, the capital expenditure difference.
And what about, and I want to move on to the idea of this 8 to 10 seconds. Is this a software problem? Is that something that you're working to speed up in the future?
Yes, actually, it's both a software and a hardware issue. And in fact, for the newest machines that we're deploying for the U.S. military overseas, we've gotten the scan time down to 2 seconds.
And if someone has already bought a machine for, say, $190,000, is it field upgradable so the TSA could put in the new software to reduce that 8 or 10 seconds down to the 2 seconds that you've got on the new ones?
Field upgradable in two ways. One is through speed and hoping getting faster. But considering that it's quite a sizable investment the government would make to purchase this equipment, and the life cycle is about 10 years, the other important upgrade feature that is necessary is, well, yes, we could detect the Christmas bomber, but what can we do for the next attack? And the benefit of this type of technology is it's very flexible and looking at a multitude of different threats and can be field upgradable from software to look at new and emerging types of explosives and weapons.
So, Mr. Kant, are you aware of any additional purchases as a result of what happened on Christmas Day, or just through the regular TSA purchasing process, or maybe even the stimulus program?
The stimulus program actually funded, Congress provided $1 billion to TSA for aviation security improvements. Of that, about $300 million was set aside for checkpoint security specifically. There is the TSA spend plan includes the ability to procure, using stimulus money, up to 900 of these systems. They have procured about 150, and deployment is supposed to start next week.